Blog Talk Radio.
Sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find your momentum. My name is Jason Venkis. I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions on health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most often questions about fitness and about health and so we can answer them for you. Tune in every week, usually at 3 p.m. Central Time. Times are a little off right now. Not sure what time will be next week or where we'll be. If you're watching me on Periscope right now, you're actually going to see me with a shower curtain behind me in my bathroom. I had to watch my daughter today, so we're broadcasting from home in the bathroom, the quietest place, the quietest room in the house. But you can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com and on Facebook. Just search for Momentum Fitness and Health. And again, we are live streaming on Periscope, and soon we're going to figure out how to do that for Facebook as well as YouTube live stream. Today we are broadcasting live just a little later than usual, as I mentioned. Some things happen. Sometimes your day doesn't go as you planned. But today I had a great day with my daughter because Grandma wasn't feeling too well, and Grandma normally watches my daughter. So we will be back at our usual time, probably not next week, but after. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about portion control and the size of portions. I was asked by a client to discuss portion sizes. So what is the proper portion size and how it applies to weight gain and weight loss? Well, the first thing to understand is that in the last 25 years, portion sizes have grown, and that's where we're going to start today. In a 1960s version of The Joy of Cooking, a brownie recipe was considered to serve 30. So think about that. One pan of brownies was supposed to be enough for 30 people. But now that exact same recipe serves only 16. Look it up. If you can find a 1960s version of The Joy of Cooking in a newer version, you'll see that serving sizes, the servings per recipe have gone down. Now, the lure of a better value has drawn us into buying more and bigger on a regular basis. And this has had catastrophic effects on the U.S. population's waistlines. Remember what I said last week, that the U.S. is ranked 8th. Out of over 200 industrialized societies for obesity. We are number 8. So think about this for a second. One cup of pasta has almost 200 calories, which used to be a typical restaurant serving size. Now, some restaurants serve 3 cups of pasta for an entire entree, which is 600 calories without sauce, without bread, without wine. Whatever else you're having at the restaurant, you have to add that on top of your 600 calories in just one meal. Bagels used to be 2 to 3 ounces, or about 200 calories. They're about 5 to 6 ounces now, which is closer to 400 or 420 calories. Bagel sizes are larger. Cookies. A half-ounce cookie is about 50 or 60 calories. That used to be the size of your standard cookie. But some jumbo cookies are now 4 ounces, and about the diameter of a CD, if you all remember CDs, and pack in as many as 400 to 500 calories. Now, it's not the norm for a cookie, but it can happen, 400 or 500 calories. Bigger portions mean that we eat more than we need. So let's discuss this portion distortion. What happens to us when we buy bigger items? So when a larger portion is placed in front of us, we tend to eat 30 to 50% more. most often we don't even realize that what we're doing is we're eating more. Moviegoers ate 61% more popcorn when they were given the larger container than they did with a small size. Snackers poured about twice as many M&Ms from a jumbo bag, the one-pound bag, than they did when they were given a smaller package. So when you're given a jumbo bag, people are eating more than what's in the one-pound package, or the single package, rather. So the people who were eating the jumbo bags were eating an average of about 103 M&Ms, and then the ones who were eating the smaller packages were eating 63. So they're eating 40 more M&Ms, which is a lot. That stuff adds up. Now here's a fun one in terms of oil. So in cooking, people poured 4.3 ounces of oil from a 32-ounce bottle, but only 3.5 ounces from a 16-ounce bottle. So a lot of times in our minds, if we have less, we're going to try and conserve it. So we're not going to use as much. Now, I have this fun game I like to play with my health coaching clients. And then I go a little bit further into what really is going on. Now, it compares portion sizes of common food items between now and about 25 years ago. The difference in calories and how much it takes to burn off those extra calories based on the size of certain items 25 years ago and now. So what I want to do right now is assemble a meal plan just for one day for a 160-pound female in her 40s who's 5 foot 5 inches. And we'll say she's low active, probably chasing kids around and such like that. Now, her daily caloric intake to maintain her weight is about 2,150 calories. If she wants to lose 1 pound per week, she needs to come in around 1,650, so 500 calories. So we're basing this, we're giving her, we're saying she's probably a busy working professional, she's chasing her own kids, so that's why we gave her low active. She's not exercising per se. So let's begin our day. Not only is our subject a mom, but again, she is a busy working professional too. So she stops for breakfast and gets a cup of coffee and a bagel. Now, 25 years ago, coffee was 8 ounces. And with whole milk and sugar, it still came in at just 45 calories. Coffee in itself does not have a lot of calories, 7 calories per cup. Now, today, your standard mocha, which is what most people are getting now with flavored syrups, is 16 ounces and packed with syrup at 350 calories. So then there's the bagel, 25 years ago, 3 inches in diameter and 140 calories. Add some kind of a spread to it, and you're probably going to add about another 100 calories to it. Now bagels are twice that size, and 350 calories plus the cream cheese, so again adding another 100 calories for 800 calories. 25 years ago, that used to be a 300-calorie breakfast. Now, your bagel and your coffee is 800 calories. So that takes approximately 4 miles of walking or running. And I'm gonna map everything out in terms of walking and running just because it makes it a little bit easier. So 4 miles. To burn off not all of it, but just the 500-calorie difference, right? So that's 800 calories at breakfast. How about a snack? Just 2 little cookies couldn't hurt, right? Well, 25 years ago, you might have been right. 2 1.5-inch diameter cookies was 110 calories. Not much, perfect. We talk about 100-calorie snacks all the time. Now, most cookies today are 3.5 inches, like I mentioned, and about 275 calories apiece. Even at Subway, they come in at 220 calories for one cookie at this place that, you know, they claim is supposed to be very healthy. I'm going to give our subject here the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to say that she had one cookie from Subway. So at one cookie, 220, we're doubling what it was 25 years ago for two cookies at 110 extra calories and add another mile. So we're up to 5 miles to burn off that difference. Ha ha. I'll get him, you might be thinking. I'll have a salad for lunch. Uh-uh. Nope. 25 years ago, a chicken Caesar salad serving size was 1.5 cups, and 390 calories. That's including the dressing, which is what kills these salads. Now they're served at 3.5 cups, and they contain 790 calories. They're huge, and they have all this dressing on them. That's 400 more calories and another 3.5 miles of walking or running. That mileage, this is in one day. One day. We're not talking for the whole week. One day. So next up is dinner. It's been a long day, and you don't feel like cooking, so you go for chicken stir fry for takeout. Now, 25 years ago, a single portion was considered to be 2 cups and about 435 calories. Pretty decent. It stays within a reasonable amount of calories for dinner. Today, 865 calories at 4 cups, which is another 430 extra calories and another 3.5 miles of walking or running. You might as well start training for a marathon if you're going to be, because you're going to get all these miles in just one day. So let's see where you're at right now without dessert. Without dessert. If you don't have any snacks or anything after dinner, anything, if you do work out, nothing after a workout, 25 years ago, with the serving sizes, you would have come out to 1,220 calories, which is an additional 400 calories below where we wanted to be to lose a pound a week. Now, 1,220 is a little low. It's probably about the lowest I would ever have somebody go if they were trying to cut calories without, like, driving themselves nuts. Now, again, this leaves you room for dessert or another snack. We haven't included anything from the break room or the vending machines either. So just 1,220 calories 25 years ago. Now with today's portion sizes, you are at 2,675 calories. So we're over. We're over that maintenance caloric intake of 2,150 by 525 calories. And you're over 1,000 calories over your target number for weight loss. So at this rate, you would be gaining a pound a week instead of losing a pound a week. The average person burns about 120 calories per mile. So if you're going to burn off that difference between the 1,200 and the 2,600, just the difference, 8.3 miles in one day. And no snacks. That's it. You had breakfast, you had lunch, you had dinner, and you had your cookie. And that's it. And you're already over. Because our portion sizes are so big. So that's huge. 1,000 extra calories a day can lead to that weight gain of almost 2 pounds per week if you're doing this every week. What's more important is that unless you have 3 hours a day to spend in the gym, this often isn't feasible. Nowadays, you go into a restaurant and they hand you super-sized portions, sewer cap-sized plates of pasta with an entire loaf of bread and butter, steaks the size of a baby cow, and giant slices of pizza that can pack in over 1,000 calories by itself. Portion sizes are huge, especially if we're not eating at home. When we're not eating at home, it's hard to control portion sizes because they give you a certain amount. Are you going to pay the same amount and say, just give me less? Probably not. So this is why it's so important to cook at home and understand portion sizes. So there are still some basics that you want to go over at home. Protein sources, such as meat, you know, your meat, your chicken, your fish, and your non-meat options as well, like tofu, are 3 ounces. The size of a deck of cards. You used to be able to tell people the size of a cell phone, but our cell phones got huge again. But the size of a deck of cards, that is a serving of meat or a serving of tofu. Think about that when it's on your plate. How big are these steaks? How big are these prime ribs? How much tofu is going into your food? 3 ounces is considered one serving size. Vegetables, grains, pasta, it's 2/3 of a cup, or the size of a fist. So like the standard size fist, the average size fist, that's approximately 2/3 of a cup. That is your serving size for vegetables, grains, and pastas. Cheese, dairy, 2 ounces. Make it real simple. If you're a person who likes to eat half a block of cheese every night, this will put it into perspective for you. Serving size of cheese and dairy is about the size of a 9-volt battery. 2 ounces. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 ounces. Now, oils, which you should avoid most of them anyway, in dressings, is 2 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons. Measure it out next time. Measure it out, pour it into a cup. See what it looks like instead of just pouring it straight from the bottle. But measure it out. Especially with salad dressings, if you're worried, oh, I'm not going to get, I'm not going to coat everything, get something with a secure lid, put your dressing on top of it, you're no more than 2 tablespoons, shake it up. And you can control how much dressing. You can probably even half that with 1 tablespoon if you're going to do the shake method. So now if you're eating anything from a box or bottle, can, bag, notice how many serving sizes are in them and if you're eating the whole can, box, or bag. Start doing some multiplication. Because if you read the bag and the bag says 120 calories per serving and it's got 8 servings in it and you've eaten half the bag, which happens to a lot of people, the mindless eating, you grab the bag, you sit down on the couch and you just start chomping down, all of a sudden half the bag is gone. And instead of getting your 1 serving, you went from 120 calories up to 480. So here's another great example. I love this example, especially when it comes to parents and their kids. So, and it's the Gatorade versus Monster comparison. So when you look at the can of Monster, it'll tell you a 16-ounce can of Monster has it has 13 teaspoons of sugar. It's got a lot of sugar in it, right? So it's got 13.5 teaspoons of sugar in it total. So people are like, I give my kid Gatorade. So it's better for them. But typically, a Gatorade bottle is 32 ounces as opposed to 16. And it's actually got the same amount of sugar because when you read the back of the bottle, it looks like there's half the sugar that there is in an energy drink, a Monster energy drink. But you have to multiply it by 2.5. It's 2.5 servings as opposed to 1 serving of Monster. So if you're having a 32-ounce Gatorade and a 16-ounce Monster energy drink, you're getting the same amount of sugar. So it's important to understand what those portions are, what those portion sizes are. You have to read the box. Another example is cereal. 1 cup is considered a serving of cereal. Do you really just pour 1 cup of cereal into your bowl, or are you pouring more into your bowl? And then the juice that you have with it, is it really only 8 ounces? 8 ounces is a little juice cup. These are juice cups. How often do we put them in bigger cups? So you got to double that caloric intake. Watch out for breads. It may say, 110 calories per serving. But then what is that serving size? Most often that serving size is 1 slice. And I don't know how many people make a sandwich with just 1 piece of bread. I certainly don't. I use 2. But I watch my portion sizes the rest of the day. I know how to make that work for me. So here's a few more tips on how you can control portion sizes. Use smaller containers. Going back to the chips. I'm not going to say don't ever eat chips, okay? What I'm going to tell you is, measure out a serving size. Pour it into a bowl. Seal that bag back up. Roll it up. Put your little clip on it. Put it back away. Go over to the couch now with your bowl of chips, not the whole bag, and then you're going to have to get up to go get more, and you probably won't. Break down some of your leftovers into single-size serving containers so you're less tempted to eat the entire serving out of guilt of wasting food. You can do this at restaurants. You can tell them to either just keep half of it in the back and bring it out to you when you guys are done, like right off the bat, or you can bring your own container and put it right in. If you feel a little weird doing your own container, do the first thing. Say, just bring me half of the dinner. especially if it's a pasta dish, just bring me half of it. Hell, bring me a third of it. And then bring the other two-thirds back out when we're done. Have a salad before eating your meals. This is going to help curb your appetite, and it's going to give you that sense of satiety a lot sooner. Split an entree with a friend. My wife and I do this all the time when we're eating out. Or at least we used to before we had a kid. So sometimes we have to, you know, have something for the kid to eat too. But split an entree with a friend. So when you're eating out, ask your friend to share a single entree. Or, again, immediately box it up when you're halfway done. Or tell them to box it up before it comes out. Arm yourself. Buy or make, bigger fan of make, single-serving snacks. So you can easily portion out a large container of almonds into small individual bags, mix it with raisins, mix anything you want into it. You'll be much less likely to go back for extra baggies than reach in for extra handfuls. So portion that stuff out. Keep seconds out of sight. Leave the food in the kitchen and bring your plate to the table. Don't bring it all the way out. You usually think twice about getting up from that table and to refill your plate. But you may be tempted to dig in again if you're eating family style with it on the table. Another thing you could do to keep your appetite at bay is to have mini meals throughout the day. Do these little single serving snacks. But having mini meals throughout the day, this is going to keep you satisfied longer and decrease the need to eat a larger portion when presented with it, especially at dinner. Dinners are what kill us. We need to have smaller dinners. Bigger breakfast, some snacks throughout the day, pretty decent sized lunch, and smaller dinners. So, understand portion sizes. Understand that portions are bigger than they were 25 years ago. We feel like we're getting more for our money, and we are. We're getting more obesity. We're getting more diabetes. We're getting more heart disease. We're getting a lot more chronic illness. So that's what we're getting for our money. So please take that away from it. Understand that serving sizes are huge. Try and cut back on these serving sizes if you're going to eat out. Try and cook at home at more. And remember what serving sizes are. Go over them real quick, just one more time. Protein sources, non-meat, like tofu, 3 ounces, the size of a deck of cards. Vegetables, grains, pasta, 2/3 of a cup, or the size of a fist. Oils and dressings, again, oils, you should stay away from a lot of them. But 2 tablespoons is considered a serving. And finally, dairy is 2 ounces is considered a serving. And that's the size. For cheese, it's the size of a 9-volt battery. Now, join me next week as I talk about the concept of synergistic toxicity, the idea that many toxins combined cause illness. And I'm going to tell you where science has failed you and your health. Now, remember, you can find us on Facebook at Momentum Fitness and Health. Give us a like. You'll get our workout videos, you get daily motivation, healthy recipes, as well as links to our radio blog, which you might be listening to right now or watching right now on Periscope. So you can find us also, or find me personally, at GoProVeg, GoProV, as in Victor, EG, for Twitter and Instagram. And let me know how I can help you find your momentum.